Dave Moore on Today FM.
Oh, hello, David.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? You've got the most radio voice of a radio person.
Really? I thought I had.
You're so radio.
I always thought that like one of my key things was like I was so relatable and normal. But now you make me feel like smashy and nicey on the radio, guys. How you doing there, Vogue?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I view you.
I'll take it. Hey, are you just back from St. Bart's?
Everyone was raging that I was. I had gone over the 2-week threshold for holiday. You know that way. That's
yeah. How
acceptable.
Dare you? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
17 days I did, but no, don't worry, I'm back in the ring.
Come here. Can I just talk about St. Bart's though? Because I know absolutely nothing about this other than it's Caribbean, whichever way you want to say it.
St. Bart's. So Spenny basically kind of grew up there, and his parents own a hotel out there.
Right.
So he tells me it's like his house, and it is. Honestly, it's one of the most stunning places you'll ever go to. It's really relaxed. You just like you never wear shoes. It's not like snobby or anything. It's really like amazing food, really, really nice, and just it's just stunning.
Yeah.
I love it.
And obviously great weather.
Great weather most of the time. They do get hurricanes sometimes.
There is that. And I think anybody who's ever been to anywhere near the equator goes, oh my God, the weather's amazing. You realize it's actually cloudy most days, even if it's like 40 degrees and 98% humidity.
No, it's not cloudy there. God, it was nice. It rained on our last day and I was like, this is good now.
This will get you back into the swing of things. Yeah.
I don't feel so sad leaving. This is fine.
You will be in Ireland. However, this is a far more rainier place and cloudier place than Bart's. So the 24th and the 26th of April, you're going to be here for the Dundrum Town Beauty Market. How about that?
There is not a better job for me. I am addicted to all, like, I just love anything to do with products. I love learning about things to do with skin, and I have a whole weekend of that. And you know what? You can come too if you want.
Oh, listen, I will. And do you know what I'll bring with me? And this might surprise you. I'll bring my young fellas, because my girls, right? I've got twin girls who are 11. We went to New York there last year, and we went to Sephora, and I was like, Sephora Times Square, we're going to lose the girls for 2 hours, you know, whatever. 35 minutes they were in and out. My two boys were in there for like 2.5 hours. They're so obsessed with fragrance and deals and skincare. And I'm like, I did not know teenage boys were that invested in these things, but
it's
they are.
Kind of, yeah, they've all, like, they're a different breed to us, I think, because, I mean, I was sending my friends into Miss Selfridge to get all those little, you remember those, well, you don't, eyeshadow pots. That's, we kind of went as far as, like, having an impulse collection.
Right. The links collection. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And now they're, like, thinking about what serums they're going to buy. I didn't know what a serum was until about 5 years ago.
No, exactly. They're all about the serums. I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So what will you be doing? Are you taking part in like a big kind of town hall chat and all?
So I'm going to be doing a Q&A. Trina McCarthy's there and she's amazing. And like, there's going to be, do you know what the good thing about this is? I feel like when you go in and you don't know much about skincare, you're kind of like going in blind, not knowing what to buy. They have people there that are going to talk you through everything. So like, they'll really take everyone on like a skin journey. And there's loads of different, like all the brands they have in there are incredible. It's kind of, it's a one-stop shop for all things beauty. But I think that, even are so into it, like I'm
totally.
So into it. It's gonna be a really good, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be great crack.
Okay, 24th to 26th of April in Dundrum Town Centre. Will Bear by Vogue be making an appearance?
Bear by Vogue will be lathered all over me. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
Well, do you know what? I'm under strict instruction. Do, please, because everyone on my team here, bar maybe myself and Cahill, but Shannon and Maria are obsessed with Bear by Vogue. And they're just like, ask her about Bear by Vogue. Ask her about it. I'm like, so here I am asking you. But yeah, they swear by it.
I mean, do you know what, though? Bear by Vogue, I think, it obviously started out as a fake tan. And now it's kind of like, it's we're trying to be like, even when I was on holidays there, I'm really careful about like how much sun exposure I'm getting and everything like that. And I think with Bear by Vogue, it's really about trying to get people to do safe tanning. I mean, there's such a rise in skin cancer amongst teenagers, especially at the moment, because of sun beds and everything that are still being used. And I think that like Bear by Vogue is trying to move away from all that. Like, you don't need a sunbed.
You don't need to.
Like, I used to lie in the sun for 8 hours a day with olive oil on my skin.
Oh, no.
Literally.
Did you? Oh God.
Turning around, roasting myself, and how could I do it? I wear factor 50 every single day, even
same.
If it's not sunny.
Well, no, you're right, though, because I do remember, like, Cleanse Tone Moisturize used to be the kind of skin Bible. And then, again, about 5-6 years ago, I remember talking to someone, and it was like, no, Cleanse SPF Serum. And I was like, okay, right now we're in a different place, I see.
Well, it's still kind of like it's like cleanse, serum, SPF. That's the kind of morning routine.
Yeah.
And you don't be doing too much with yourself. Like I saw that fella from Heated Rivalry and he's talking about this 20 step skincare routine. I was like, dude,
who has the time?
How does he get himself out the door in the morning? Honestly, I'm like, and it's actually too much for your skin. You don't need all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Less is definitely more.
Let's start with podcasting. How is it going? I mean, it's still as wildly popular as ever. Like my therapist goes to me, people just can't get enough of it.
I just love it. Like I do a pod with my sister as well, Amber Vogue. And like, I'm sitting there chatting to my best mates. I mean, we do obviously put a lot of work into it and do a lot of research and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm sitting, spending time with two of my best mates and that's my job. And I got in so much trouble for my entire life for talking all the time. and now I'm allowed to do it. Like I'm actually told that I should be doing it. So it's kind of a perfect career path for me.
I couldn't agree more. I hear you.
Yeah.
And then look, with that going the way it's going, then there were so many different opportunities that come your way. And obviously your sister jumped into Dancing with the Stars. Amber did so well on that. And then you jumped into I'm a Celeb.
No, she did not. I like,
come on. Everyone who even does the first dance does well.
My mom even said to her, well, you wouldn't be a natural. Amber and I are not dancers. We are not good. Like I did Dancing with the Stars in Australia and then I did the Strictly special. Never got better. Amber got slightly better. Like I think that is one of the most scariest things that I've ever done. I remember feeling sick before going on and watching Amber, who'd never done anything like that before, and she'd be slightly more shy and reserved than I would be. I was amazed by her being able to go out and do that, and she did. In that respect, she did an incredible job, and she absolutely, you know, she absolutely loved it. I've never seen someone so upset.
Really?
To leave. I was slagging her because like I just thought we were having a joke about it, but she was really upset. She was like, I enjoyed it so much, and I was like, oh my god, you're out, Amber. And she started crying. I was like, oh no,
oh no. You were going for the sister approach. Okay, so come here, talk to me about the incredible I'm a Celeb experience. Did you enjoy that?
It was a lot more difficult than I thought it would be. Yeah, because I'd done the Bear Grylls and like I really enjoyed that. And I think the fact that I had three kids at home, I kind of underestimated how difficult I would find that, not being able
to talk to them. The distance and talking.
But like, what an amazing experience to have. And like, I kind of miss sleeping outside. Like the first few days, I thought, how am I ever going to sleep in here? Like it was like the noise at night. I honestly thought they were playing it at one point. I was like, this cannot be real noise. And it was. It was just like the crickets and everything, but like really, really loud because you are in the middle of nowhere. And but then it's a nice way to just wake up in nature. Like you're literally just outside.
So you'd actually miss that now, would you?
I would. And just like the simplicity of it and not having your phone and just like, it was great. Now, there were times when you'd feel quite bored, but like I loved the challenges. I think that's why our group were so into doing like no one was ever going to turn down one of the challenges or not come back with as many stars as they could. Cause like we're all, you're in camp a lot and you're kind of desperate to go.
So a chance to do something. Yeah. I get it. And then like, what were you most afraid of before you went in? Like, was it creepy crawlies? Was it eating something gross? What was the thing that was kind of keeping you awake before you went in?
Spiders.
Really?
And I never had to face them. Thank God. I mean, they were all over the camp. But like, I don't know how I would have done with spiders on my face and stuff. But now I was terrified of cockroaches as well.
Yeah,
but I got...
You got over that.
I got hypnotized I went to a hypnotist and I was like, I need something for the cockroaches. But with the cockroaches, I think because there were so many of them, like thousands being thrown on your head, that it like, inside you're really scared, but it's just so ridiculous that you have thousands of these things that you're frightened of, like just being poured on top of your head, that it's kind of funny. And the stench, I mean,
really?
That like, Oh, I never knew they were as smelly as they are. I mean, it is, and it sticks to you. It sticks to your clothes. And like, obviously we didn't, like, we had to wash our clothes with the soap that we had. And and you just, you kind of, your clothes just, the smell never left. I can smell it now if I think about it.
And like, I often think when I've spoken to people who've been in I'm a Celeb before, they talk about the hunger being one of the worst things. Did you find that, or were you able to deal with that?
No, that was one of the hard, like, I'm one of those people that, like, I'll think about what I'm having for breakfast the night before, and then when I'm having my breakfast, I'll be thinking about what I'm going to eat for my lunch. And in there, and it wasn't just the hunger, because, like, we actually did quite well with the stars, which meant we would have gotten about, still, you're only getting about 750 calories
a
day.
Sure, but a little bit more,
Nothing tasted of anything.
Right.
My God. To live a life with no salt or pepper or seasoning, it was just, the only things that tasted like something were when we got sweet corn, and if you ever got fruit, obviously that had a taste to it. But everything else was just kind of so bland and just grim, and all I thought about was food. I was that person that, like, when people, some people got so sick of the rice and beans that they wouldn't finish theirs, they'd just come to me, they'd be like, Vogue, do you want this? I'd be like, yeah. I was like the bin. Before they went to the bin, they came to me. I was like, yes, I will have.
And then, listen, as if like the honours weren't, you know, piled high enough, you got to be Grand Marshal for St. Patrick's Day 2026.
Ah, listen, the notions. I didn't consider, right, I think that being offered that job is such an honour.
Yeah.
And like, that was one of the first calls I got when I got out of the jungle, by the way, because my manager was in the car with me and she goes, you were asked to be Grand Marshal. And I was like, no. And like, literally when I was in the car, I was like, email them back now. I really want to do it. But then I was really scarlet because, like, who do I think I am standing on my own people? Honestly, I was like, if I had to look at myself from the outside, I'd be vomiting. Someone get Mary McAleese in this person. I don't deserve this.
You do. You absolutely do. No, different people every year. It doesn't have to always be an incredible human rights lawyer president person. Do you know what I mean?
It actually, Dave, it does. I think.
It's Mary McAleese every year.
It is. Yeah. Very often in America.
Yeah, the two of them could just interchange. Yeah, I get it.
But it is, it's an unpaid position, so maybe that turns some people off.
It was absolutely brilliant. Everyone loved having you there. Fair play.
And I'm so glad not an egg was thrown.
No,
nothing. I was delighted.
No. The Gardaí police that very well.
I had a net around me.
We'll see you in Dundrum for the incredible event that you're going to be taking part in. This is the Dundrum Town Beauty Market, 24th to the 26th of April. We'll see you there, Vogue.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you there.
All right, nice one. Thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM.